Morning, sir. Please have a seat. The reason you're here is because I've gotten numerous complaints about you in the past couple weeks regarding your inappropriate behavior around the office. Sir? Sir, please calm down. I'm not going to fire you. I just want to talk about what happened. You just started working here about a month ago, correct? So I suppose you're still pretty new to the company. I bet it's just a simple misunderstanding about the company culture. Nothing to worry about. Would it be all right if I ask you some questions, sir? Thank you. Are you familiar with our company's policy on gender equality? I guess as much. Well, I'll just read out some of the complaints, and you can probably figure out why it's so important that you are aware of this policy. Now, all of the complaints were made by women. I'll try not to mention their names out of respect for their privacy, but I think you know who I'm talking about. After all, you must realize deep within you that some of your behavior was just wrong. Now, sir, do you remember standing near the printer last Friday? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that there was somebody with you, a woman? It doesn't matter if you don't remember her name. Do you remember what happened? She dropped a stack of paper right in front of you, so she had to bend down before your eyes. I see you're starting to remember. Now, can you tell me what you did? Exactly. You offered to help her immediately after she dropped the paper. Do you still not realize why this is inappropriate? Here's an absolutely gorgeous young woman in a tight pencil skirt, bending over right in front of you, and all you can think about are the papers she dropped. Sir, she came to my office crying. You don't know what you did wrong. Okay, that's fine. I'll just give you another example. Thursday the 16th. Remember that big meeting you were preparing for? Mm-hmm. That was also the first day of our intern. You know, that cute brunette that brings you coffee and draws a little heart on your cup when she's seeing that you're having a rough day? She's always wearing such low-cut tops, don't you think? You think that I am being inappropriate? Oh, sir. You really don't understand, do you? Let's go back to Thursday, the 16th. You were stressed as hell, and the cute little intern was just strutting around the office with her little cocktails and clothes, and all you did was ask for an extra cup of fucking coffee. Sir, I don't know just how much clearer I can make it for you, because you clearly don't understand what's wrong with your behavior, so I'm just going to spell it out for you. The women in your office are your fucking property. I know you think our girls are attractive, so if one of those whores teases you with slutty tops and hearts in your coffee when you're stressed, you have the right to pound that dumb bitch until all of your stress is leaking out of her tight little holes. That's our fucking gender policy, sir. That intern was just begging to be your personal cum dump that entire Thursday, and you neglected your duty as a man in our office. You see, men in our office don't treat women with respect. Women in our office don't want to be treated with respect. They want to be obedient little cum drags for men to use and discard whenever they fucking want. Have you never noticed that most girls spend very little time at their desk and a lot of time flirting and teasing you and the other men around the office? That's because men should use their brains and women should just suck and fuck and beg and tease and look fucking hot while they do it. The women here are hard because they are the prettiest, dirtiest, naughtiest sluts the world has to offer. And they fucking love every second of working here. The men here are hired because they are the smartest, most capable, talented minds that the world has to offer. And because they realize that working is more efficient and more enjoyable when you have your own personal cum dumps walking around the office. Oh yes, sir. Remember those company pens we gave you on your first day? You can give a girl one of those pens and claim up to 3 girls as your own personal fucking whores, and they won't have sex with anyone else. Of course, they'll still get groped and spanked a little, but, you know, boys will be boys. There's a reason why there are so many women around the office, sir. It's not because they're smart or capable or hardworking. It's because they have tight little pussies, nice perky tits, and round spankable asses. So, do you understand the company culture a little bit better now that I've explained it to you like this? Sir? Good. Very perceptive of you. I am a woman. How did I become the boss of this company? Oh, sweetie. The men in this company don't have a boss. All the men that have worked here longer than 7 months have equal say in what goes on. They usually meet once a week in the conference hall. The women that have worked here for longer than 7 months get to suck their cocks during their meeting. Such an honor. I'm just here to remind some of the more bratty sluts of their place and to guide the new guys around. Most of you need a little persuading. After all, it's not easy to turn into a misogynist overnight. Now, have you ever wished to stand up to your stuck up bitch of a boss? Have you never thought about telling a strong, powerful woman like me to just shut the fuck up and get on my knees? Well, this company can make all of those fantasies come true. Most of the girls here have experience in acting or theater, so they can perform properly for all of you office studs. You want me to open the blinds? Oh, I thought you were going to fuck me before you... Sorry, sir. I won't question you again. You want me on my knees? But all the girls can look right inside. I'm sorry. I'll be a good girl and do what you say. I'm so sorry. Yes, sir. I'll take your pants off for you. Your cock looks amazing, sir. Please make my mouth useful by shoving your cock in it. Please, sir. I need you to show me my fucking place. Sir, I want to make sure that you fully understand what your life is going to be like when you work here, okay? Next time, a sexy little slut bends over in front of you, you're going to spank your fucking ass until it's red, okay? She needs to know that men have the right to touch her body whenever they want. And if she complains, you can just threaten to fire her. Oh, trust me. They love it when you do that. The meaner you are to them, the wetter they'll get. time. Next time I get stressed at the job, I want you to face fuck the cute little intern until that dumb bitch passes out, okay, sir? That intern needs to know that you don't see her as anything but a set of tight holes. She's like a fuckable stress ball, sir. She needs to know that women don't get promoted without doing all sorts of dirty things for men. She needs to know that the only way for a woman to succeed in this office is to beg and suck and fuck your way to the top. You're lifting me up against the glass wall. Everyone can see my tits when they're pressed up against the glass like this, sir. It's so embarrassing. Yes, sir. All the other girls deserve to see what a slut their boss is. They need to know that even the most strong-willed woman will do anything to worship a man like you, sir. Please put it in, sir. Oh, God. Thank you, sir. Oh, thank you. Thank you for using my pussy for your pleasure. From being treated like fucking objects by men. Thank you for acknowledging that, sir. Jealous that you aren't fucking her. Sir, I forgot to tell you one more thing. Most girls in the office will warn you when they're about to come, so you can choose to ruin their orgasm and keep them nice and denied and horny for you. Would you like that? Make a girl grind and rub her pretty body on you for hours, just to slap her clit until she cries when she gets close. You have to be such a good addition to the company, sir. Thank you, sir.
just staring at you. They want you to fuck them so badly, Sarah. Do you finally realize how cool it was for you to be nice to them? Look at them. Look at those pretty faces. Look at all that perfect makeup. Look at all those perfect bodies. Look at all those tight skirts and unbuttoned blouses. Look at that producer and tell them that they fucking deserve to be degraded. Their faces shoved in your balls and tell them their makeup is completely ruined. Your hands squeezing and slapping and spanking those pretty bodies while they service you in your perfect cup. Think about all the pretty gasps and moans they'll make for you as you tear about their sweaty fucking clothes and show each of those whores their fucking place. Sir! Please let me come in your talk. I'll make such pretty moans, I promise. Please, please! I haven't come in months, please! Sir! Please let me come. I beg you. I'll be such a good girl for you, I promise. I'll do anything you want. Yeah. Thank you for using me as your condenser. I'm really glad that our talk had such a positive effect on you. You look more relaxed already. Now, if you wouldn't mind, I have to attend a video meeting with your cum dripping down my thighs, so I have to go. Which is because I think your intern is going to explode if you don't go over to her and fuck your brains out. Good luck, sir. And thank you for being so understanding of our company culture.